Beloved, welcome to my sound daily devotion. Today is Friday, and Friday is our prayer Friday. And this morning I want you to cry to the Lord. And cry a cry for abundance. That if you are lacking in any area in your life, may the Lord switch and may the Lord turn you from lack into abundance. May the Lord relocate you from the realms of lack and scarcity to the realms of abundance in every area of your life, either spiritual life or in the material life. May there be abundance. And that's our prayer this morning. The Bible says in Isaiah 62, verse 5 and 6, that we should give God no rest and give him no rest until he establishes us. Until God establishes us, we should give him no rest. That is the word of God. And I want you to spend the next 20 or so minutes with me in prayer, crying to the Lord to turn on the tap of abundance in the area of your finance, in the area of your health. Sound health and longevity is your portion. And may the Lord turn on his tap of abundance. Let me quickly read this scripture. Psalm 36 from verse 7 to 9. Says that how priceless is your unfailing love, O God. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. They feast on the abundance of your house. There is abundance in God's economy, in God's house, in his economy. God's economy is an economy of abundance. What I mean is that when God is dealing with you regarding any issue, he can release his tap, his flow of abundance. Is there a grace that you need? It can come in abundance. Is there peace? Peace will come in abundance. Is there divine intervention that you need? It will come in abundance. You see, they feast in the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delight. You give them drink. God supply you what you need from his source, and his source is called delight. God will fulfill the delight of your heart this morning because he's the God of abundance. His river is called the river of delight. For with you is the fountain of life. Do you know a fountain? A fountain does not cease. It keeps on flowing because the source of the fountain is called abundance. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. In your light we see light. If you are walking in your darkest moment, God has abundance of light. And in that light, you will see light. Your darkness will be dispelled, and light will flood upon your life. You know what we call the floodlight when you go to the stadiums? When the lights are thrown, you can see a pin, even if it is lying on the floor. In God's light, may you receive light. I want you to begin to pray to thank God that in his house there is abundance, and you and your family will feast on the abundance of his house. You will not be tied to the economy of your country. You'll be tied to the economy of Jehovah God. In his house, there is abundance. and we will feast on the abundance of his house. Begin to pray and thank him. You have come to the God of abundance, who has desired and decided and purpose to fill your life with abundance in every area, in any need that is upon your heart. And this is the God you come to. Begin to thank him. The God of abundance, whose economy is full of abundance. We thank you, O Lord, that we are not just connected and tied to economies of nations, but you have been our source, Mashila Indikia, and you have brought us under your economy of abundance. The Bible says that you will feast on the abundance of your house, and you will give a drink from your river called delights. Hey, for with you is the fountain of life, fountain of life. And in your light, we see light. Father, we thank you, O God, for this assuring promise. We know who you are, and we know what you have promised us. And this morning we come to activate your abundance. Makatundo sina anda through prayer. We come to cry, a cry of abundance. Ma shilebre ende kataya. Take us, O God, from mediocrity to superiority. Take us, O God, from poverty to prosperity. Take us, O God, from this sickly world and the world of sickness. And Lord, make us whole. Heal us and make us whole again, O Lord, and fill our life with abundance of soundness of health, O God. Strengthen us, O Lord, where we are weak. Fill our mind with abundance of wisdom. Fill us with abundance of knowledge. Makule bre ende kataba awo. Bre ende kataya hashula bre ando. Kine ende kati kalu koto sita asula bre antikia. Mashula bre ando koto bokia na handi kataya. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kalima asulabra antosi ili akaya hasulabra andosi ili andaya. This morning we pray the prayer of joy. We pray for Jesus and his kingdom. We pray for others. Then you pray for ourselves. Hallelujah. We want to pray that there will be an abundant revival in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God will flow and move and turn our churches around and make our churches relevant. Churches that stand for Jesus and his gospel, and churches that contribute to nation building and to possessing nations and turn around nations. Shall we pray that the Lord will fill his church with the abundance of his Spirit and cause a revival and renewal even in his church? Shall we pray? Makatu labra ando yoshi ili ataya. Bakatu lebeki le asulabra anto konto ki la hakulabra anto si ili antaya. Ma solebre endi kambo koto shite baba asulabra anto si ili anda asulabra anti asua. Makodo bokute bede asulabra anto konto kinde kali zalabra ando kulabra ando kina anti. Pray for your church, pray for the churches across the nations of the world, that there shall be revival. The purpose of the church is to showcase Christ and his power. How much of the power of God do you see in your church? Pray, intercede, that the Spirit of God will move in your church. Move in our churches, move in the churches across the globe. Makila anto salabra anto ki aya ashila anto shilebre ende. We want abundance, abundant manifestation of the Spirit of God and his power in the church of God. That the church is a place of power, a place of solutions, a place of prayer. Makamba kulebre ende kataya hasulabra andia. Mashulebre ende ka makunto sindaya hasi. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, we also want to pray for the church, especially the church in West Africa, and in other countries where they are under threats, especially under extremists, the threats from extremists. I want to pray that the Lord himself will protect his church against any evil intention of people of other religions. And when they rise up, even when they decide to shoot or throw their bomb, it will not function because of the presence of the Spirit of God. Shall we pray for the church once again for God's protection against the work of extremists? Father, you are God of abundant grace and mercy. We pray, O Lord, that you build a hedge of your mercy around every church. That all the stress that we have been reading about, O Lord, in the West African region, in other countries, O Lord, in Asia, where people seek, O God, to destroy your church in the northern part of Nigeria, my God. Father, we pray for divine protection. And we pray that your mercy will cover your churches, O Lord. That no matter how hard this evil force strive, O God, they will not be able to succeed. May you also remove fear from the heart of your people. Some will decide not to even go to church because of this stress. May you break the power of fear and the evil spirit of fear. But that is what they seek to do, to put fear in the heart of believers. Father, may you remove fear from the heart of believers, O Lord. And may you showcase your power and your strength in times like this, O God. And may you save and preserve your church from calamity. We give you praise, O Lord. You are the God of abundance. And you are able to do exceedingly abundantly everything we ask according to your power that is at work in us. We thank you for answering us in Jesus' name. I want us to intercede for the needy, for the poor, for the afflicted, and those who are going through all kinds of difficulty. You are praying for others. If you know people that are in some challenges, they're barren, mention their names and begin to pray for them. Anybody in difficulty, mention their names. Pray for your nations. Pray for others. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we lift up, O God, our nations, O God, before you. We lift our holy hands and we cry on behalf of our nations that let our nations begin to live again under the fear of God. Let the fear of God rule over our nations and overthrow corruptions and misrule, O God, and mismanagement from our political authorities. We lift our hands and we pray for our heads of states, O God, that, Lord, the fear of God will be rooted in their heart and grant them the wisdom to rule, O God, and to rule and manage our economies well. Father, we pray for the sick, the afflicted, the bastard, O God, those, O God, in pain, O God, those in sorrow, my Lord. Pray that you dispense the grace and the comfort from your hands unto them. Heal the sick, deliver the afflicted, those who are on drugs, O Lord. Send your spirit, O God, to minister conviction and healing upon them, O Lord. Pray for the poor, the needy, the widows. Pray for the orphans across the nations of the world. Now, Lord, it is declared that they feast on the abundance of your house. In your house there is abundance. Today, meet somebody at the point of their need. Sick in the various hospitals, my God, stretch for your healing hand and touch them. Somebody gasping for breath, for God. Oh, Lord, stretch for your hand and touch them. Touch them, heal them. Some terminal diseases that doctors cannot figure out, oh, Lord. You are the one who created us. Our bodies belong to you. You hold the keys to the warehouse or the spare parts of our bodies. This morning, Lord, visit somebody. Touch somebody. Replace somebody's heart miraculously, oh God. Replace somebody's lungs, somebody's liver, somebody's kidney. I pray for my friend, oh God, Charles, Lord. that, Father, you touch his kidneys, oh God, and transform them, oh God, and give them new kidneys, my Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, anybody that needs divine intervention crying from one corner of this world, Lord, meet them at the point of their need. And let the abundance of your house be their source, oh Lord. Give them the drink from your river of delights. Oh Lord, for with you is the fountain of life. And in your light, they will see light. Anyone in utter darkness, Father, throw your light upon them and let them see light in our families, among our children, among our spouses. So God, Father, we pray that you reach out your hand. Let no evil touch any one of them. Let the abundance of God of your protection be their portion. We thank you, O Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I want you to pray for yourself, pray for your family, that God will be your source of strength, your source of provision. God will be your source of finance. God will be your source of everything you need, your source of wisdom, your source of peace, the source of knowledge, understanding. But the Bible says, we will feast in the abundance of his house, and he will give us drink from his river. A river is called delight. Delight. There are several delights in that river. I want you to connect and remember what we learned yesterday. Our God is a God who can grant you every request exceedingly abundantly above what you ask for. I want you to remember that scripture. He can give you anything. He can give you much more. He can give you far more. He can give you beyond what you desire. Begin to pray and ask God this morning. Bring your petition before him. I don't know your petition. Bring it before him. Speak to God. With abundant expectation on your heart, on your mind. Ask him and expect him to do it. Ask him and believe him to do it. You are not praying just for the sake of it, but you are praying and seeking for an answer right now. Now. And the answer will come in a manner that is beyond your expectation, beyond what you even desire. Begin to pray. Ask God for yourself. Ask God for your children. Ask it for your family. Ask God anything, everything that you desire him to intervene. Ask him. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. For you have the lancet to feast on the abundance of his house. Begin to pray. The Bible says, his unfailing love is priceless, and under his refuge, we can take refuge in the shadow of his wings. There is no help that you cannot receive from the Lord. Is it protection? You can take refuge under the shadow of his wing. Is it his love? The Bible says his unfailing love is priceless. Hey, is it a need? The Bible says you can feast on the abundance of his house. Is this some provision you want God to meet? The Bible says he will give you drink from his river of delight. You want to marry, God will give you from his river of delight. You want to give birth, God will give you from the river of delight. Just ask him. For with him is the fountain of life. Anything in this life that you so desire, he is the source, he is the fountain, he is the supplier, the unceasing, unending supplier, the abundant supplier. Begin to cry to him this morning. Cry to him for light in your dark hour. You don't know what to do, cry to him for light. God will bring a meaning and understanding to your confusion. Makati ma anko tobra anto shitaya ashilabra antia. Akoto yokile asu lebre ashilabra anto kalima ankani asulabra antia. Boboko toki deka deka taka luho so titaha solabra ando kuana hantia ashende kale ashulabra andoya jile asu le bedebre indikatu ami akulabra ando moko toshi ile aku lebre akedabra ando mekadembe kedebende kadabanda hashulabra ando shile indikata asu labra ando amahasu lebre indikana mahasu labra ande. May God answer you. Ma kati ma akulabra ando sitaya. May God answer you. Ma shilabra ando kiyadhandi kataya. May you be connected to the feast of his abundance, which is established in his house. In God's economy, there is abundance. May that be your economy. May God supply you from his economy of abundance. Ma shila ando kulebre indi kataya. May he connect you with a drink from his river of delight. May the fountain of life that is in God be your portion. May you receive refreshment, divine refreshment. May your life be refreshed. May every need that is upon your heart to God be met. May the light of God provide you with light. May every darkness, every confusion, every distress vanish from your life. May the light of God bring clarity, bring understanding, even into your life with God. May God distress every distress of your life. And may your mind be clear. May your soul be pure. May your spirit be strengthened. Mashilabra andoko to you. May his unfailing love flow to you, O God. May you find refuge under his shadow. May the protection of the Lord be upon you and your family. May the God of abundance, the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever you ask or you think, answer you this morning. Answer you this morning. Answer the church. Answer the nation. Answer the others that you have interceded for. Answer you in particular. Make a labra ando. May this cry of abundance bring supernatural visitation and results. This day may you encounter abundant grace. May you encounter abundant mercy, O God. May your life be enhanced. May every liability towards your life be limited and be expunged by the power of the mercies of God. May God overwhelm your life with his abundant grace and his abundant love. May you swim in divine abundance, in God's abundance, because you are a child of abundance. He created you with abundance on his mind. He wants you to multiply and have dominion and subdue all and rule all. He wants you to be on top, not beneath. Ma katina ando siyadidi. Be the head and not the tail. This morning, walk in divine abundance. May you experience a supernatural breakthrough. May every barrier and limitations around you give way. Give way. May any load that have been loaded upon you by the enemy be transferred unto them. May your load be light. May you walk in the liberty of the Spirit of God. May you excel. May you excel. Abundantly excel in every area of your life. Excel in your academic work. Excel in your workplace. Excel in your profession. Excel in your career. I speak excellence into your life. Excel in your business. May the Lord open your eyes to see many more businesses that others cannot see. May you function from God's economy of abundance. For the Bible declares the feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them the drink from your river of delight. May the Lord give you a drink from his river of delight. May he connect you to his fountain of life, and may his light give you light, you and your family. I declare you blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are sick, I declare you are healed. You are healed and you are made every bit whole from the fountain of healing of Jehovah. Receive your healing this morning. Be healed. Be made whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Healing belongs to you. You are a child of God. The Bible says healing is bread of his children. Eat the bread of healing today And may your sugar diabetes leave you now. May your hypertensive condition leave you now. May your enlarged heart be normalized now. May your kidneys and your livers that have been affected and infected be cleansed by the power of the blood of Jesus. May your eyes be clear. May your ears be unstopped. May your lameness of God receive strength. May you rise up from that wheelchair and begin to walk by the power of the Holy Ghost. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you think and ask of or even imagine. Shall be your portion. May that be your portion, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have listened to us and you have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, this is a very important hour for you. Say this prayer after me and say, Father, I know that Jesus came to this earth and died for my sins, and he was raised for my justification. And on account of his finished work on Christ Jesus, you have forgiven me all my sins. I confess Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. And I make a pledge to walk and live for him for the rest of my life. If you have prayed this prayer, the Lord has heard you and has saved you from damnation, brought you into his kingdom of light. Jesus has come into your heart and your life is saved. You have been born again. Please find a Bible-believing church and join them in fellowship with them. Make it your permanent place of worship. Ask them to baptize you in water. And ask them also to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Then finally, submit yourself to discipleship classes so that you can grow in the Lord and you can experience his economy of abundance. May the Lord bless and strengthen you for accepting Jesus today. Beloved, I bless you with all the blessing of divine abundance. May you operate under the economy of God. May God connect you to his river of delights, and may he supply you from his fountain of life. May God's light shine upon you and dispel every darkness. May you find refuge under the shadow of his wings, you and your family. And may you receive his unfailing love, which is priceless. May your life be better, and may your life be blessed, both you and your family. Today, even in Jesus' name, I bless you. Amen.